2018 season. So we're really, really excited about that. And, again, great to be here at the Brew Kettle tonight as our wrestling preview continues. And, Sean, you talk about one of the legendary coaches as far as Lorain County is concerned. We should be honored to be in his presence here at the head table.
Yeah, I think John's seen a few things on the mat.
John Sedlick, the head wrestling coach at Wellington. Boy, it's great to have you back, Coach.
Well, thanks a lot.
Talk a little bit about Duke Wrestling this year. Boy, it seems as though you've always got quality wrestlers coming back.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I'd like to say, thanks to you guys for putting this show on, and we really need to promote wrestling and all athletics, and wrestling especially. But we got to get more and more kids out for the sport.
Hey, Sean makes it look easy, man. This guy knows more about this sport than anybody I've been around. My goodness. Fire away, Sean.
Well, let's start with, obviously, the guys that are coming back. I know you guys have you took some losses, obviously, a state alternate in Chris Miller, district placer in Max Mormon, a little more than a lot of programs do, but you weren't left with the empty cupboards. Two-time district qualifier in Tyler Wilfong, two-time district qualifier Colin Shastaw, Mason Wright. So you got some guys to work with and potentially have some big things happen this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little nucleus there, a bunch of guys all about the same weight class together, and they're going to be tough. I know we did graduate a bunch, and I need to get some more guys out. I need to do some recruiting and just get some numbers out for the team and fill some gaps and some weight classes. And just I don't care who they are, young guys, inexperienced guys, it doesn't matter. You know, if they're interested and they stay with it, they'll be pretty good. But we're in a little bit of a rebuilding cycle here. We lost a bunch. You know, that happens.
Well, I tell you, they've had to rebuild here and there, but they always seem to come back. I mean, it seems like every few years Wellington wins a sectional title or they win the PAC title. Or you've obviously got a good formula for success there. I mean, you're probably pretty confident that things are going to just kind of – you're going to work with the young guys and get them up there again, right?
Yeah, we're gonna work with them. And real excited about the seniors we got. You know, Mason Wright, he's been tough all 4 years. He's won the conference three. He's going for a four-timer there. That's a pretty rare thing. Tyler Wilfong and Colin Staffstall, and they're going to be those are the big three. You know, they're going to be real tough. Andrew Cantu is back. Haven't heard a lot about him, but he's going to be a tough scrapper. And then we got a few other guys that were kind of progressing and developing. Then we're going to have some green guys that we're going to try to, develop for the future.
John, you mentioned you kind of go out and work the halls, still trying to recruit some kids.
I'm going to have to.
But do your wrestlers do that as well? Do you count on those kids to say, hey, go get your buddies?
I talk to them every day. I say, man, we need more people. You got to talk to some people and get them out, you know. We're going to get some more. I've been doing preseason conditioning for 3 weeks now and working with a group of about 8 or 9 guys, and then all junior high guys are wrestling with me too. Got about 8 or 9 of those guys too. They've been working out for a while, just since football was over, and some guys that weren't out for football before that, just to get in shape.
I was going to ask, we obviously earlier talked to Scott Marion, who's now the new head coach, D.C., and his and Joe Bachmore, all those Bachmores that went through and stuff like that. Is it fun for you as a coach to kind of see guys that you kind of, turn from, like they said, those young boys into men, and now these guys are basically, pushing it forward, carrying it forward, and taking your wisdom and putting it on the new generation?
Absolutely. I mean, that's going to be exciting, be coaching against guys that I coached, and now they're starting out a program over there, and they're gonna do a good job. I mean, Larry Catholic's lucky to have those guys. They're definitely gung-ho and young, and that's gonna be a great thing. Yeah, it's exciting for me to see that guys that after graduation they just keep on giving and coaching and give back to the sport.
Again, we're talking with John Sedlick of Wellington. And, John, I want to follow up on that. As you're coaching a young man, Do you sense or do you even encourage that young man to get into coaching? Like, you understand this sport. You get it. I mean, when you coach kids that are 16, 17 years old, can you already sense in them that they could be a very good wrestling coach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many, many of them could. And many of them do, and many of them could be. And I get a lot of guys that, you know, come back and volunteer for me. You know, I got left from last job. Right now I got Nick Fox working with my team, who was a wrestler last year, just graduated. But, you know, he's been there, like, last couple of days. He's there every day. He's like, he's going to volunteer. He just wants to help out. Just wants to be, stay involved. You know, they don't want to, they love it. They don't want to give it up.
Right.
It's fun.
You've obviously seen, like, the weight. They've changed the weight classifications. They added the hydration test a few years ago. You've seen a lot of stuff happen while you've been coaching. And we haven't really talked about it tonight, but I wanted to talk about some of the changes coming in for this year. Obviously, they're going to, from singlets to an optional two-piece uniform for high school wrestlers, some rule changes. What are your kind of thoughts on this year's batch of changes for high school wrestling?
Yeah, I guess the uniform option is a big change. I guess we kind of have to wait and see. I haven't really even talked to my kids about it. I'm not even sure if they know that they're, you know, can wear shorts and a T-shirt, basically. I think it's probably a good move. I don't know. I guess some kids just didn't like the idea of a singlet. Maybe newcomers that didn't get it. So they can look like an Ultimate Fighter with shorts and a T-shirt or whatever. And a little more macho or something, I don't know. But if that's going to please people and get them out for the sport, that's a good thing. I don't know if we're going to try it or not. If I have some guys that want to do it, we'll probably look into it. Sorry.
No, you're good.
We'll probably look into it and give it a try. But this is the first year, so I guess they tried it out in Kentucky and it worked pretty good. So.
Well, I know Mason Wright knows about it because when the change was made, I called him and asked him about it. He's old school. He says no singlet, no, don't want any part of that.
Yeah, he likes to drag out some of my old singlets from 1975 and the one his dad wore or something. You know, like wearing that singlet.
Yeah, I remember doing a kind of a story on that. You had, I think, at one time, it was last season or the season before, you had three or four guys in the lineup that you had coached their dads, too. That's kind of got to be a unique situation where you start seeing the second generation of guys that you coached.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few second generation.
How different is it? How different is wrestling today than when you started? Whether it's the kids or, you know, Sean's talking about the uniforms, but whatever it may be. What do you see differently today?
One of the biggest differences, if you go back far enough, is today, and I don't, it's a good thing and a bad thing, in that today there's a lot more specialization, and you got year-round wrestling, you got year-round soccer, everybody's kind of expected to specialize in their sport. And back in the old days, you know, you did three sports, two sports, and you had your season, and you concentrated on your season. When that was over, you did something else. When the summer came, you were off to do other things, and then you came back to your season. And, you know, maybe that didn't produce the quality of elite guys we have today because of the programs are more intense. But we didn't have you could win a state a title with three or four guys. I mean, Elyria did it. We take second. I mean, you didn't need 8 to 10 state qualifiers. You need that today. You got these dominating teams where, you know, all the concentration of talent tends to go to. And it makes for, those are great things. It's like I say, it's good, but then it's also, we're producing super elite kids, but we got to be concerned about the average guy, the average wrestler who may be a conference champ. He's never going to make it to state, maybe. But we need those numbers. We need those guys in the sport. Just a regular, maybe he's a seasonal wrestler. Small schools, every school, can't all be the state dominating team every year. but we just need numbers out for the sport, kids to come out, give it a try, and enjoy it for what it is.
Great point. Sean, final question? Or
no, I'm good. I always like talking to John because he knows it all. I mean, obviously, like I said, he has that unique situation of seeing lots of guys. He got to coach his son to a state championship, a lot of great memories. So I just like sitting to talk.
Yeah. Old school guys, man. I could talk to old school guys forever. Good stuff. Keep working the halls, man.
Okay.
Hey, we appreciate you coming out tonight. Really do. Thank you for your patience. I know you had to wait a while, but it's great to have you.
Oh, no problem. We had some wings, and we had
how are the wings?
Good company. My assistant coaches are all over there. The wings are great here. The food is good.
I'm waiting for Jared to order me up my wings, man. I haven't had my wings yet.
Get him some wings.
We appreciate you stopping by. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
John Sedlick, the head coach of the Wellington Duke.